Are there any other moments that this moment kind of truly defined for you when you think back sitting in your seat now versus the, I mean, how many years ago was this? 20 years ago, kind of? I mean, are there other markers to who you are as a person or things that have happened that this moment is tied to?
So that's a great question. And if I had a, was sitting with my psychiatrist, I could lay on the couch and probably go backwards and, understand, aha, that's what that was all about. But I would say in many subsequent instances, you start to understand that there are people around the table with you who could be selected for a given opportunity. And for whatever reason, the powers that be say, we want you to take the baton and run with it because we have confidence that you'll take us to a good place. Sometimes it's difficult to see yourself in that role. Sometimes you can easily see a colleague and say, oh, I can understand why Steve would get selected. Oh, I can understand why Bob would get selected. I think one of the conversations I had to have with myself was, oh, I can see why Wanda would get selected. I can see how Wanda would do it differently, not necessarily perfectly, but would do it differently and would take a different approach to get to the right outcome. And I think for many of us, there's always, the little whisperer on your shoulder that says, oh, I can see how everybody else could do that job. And we tend to not hear the little voice on the other shoulder that says, yeah, but you could do it also. You'd do it differently, but you would also do it well.
We just talked about your role as GM, but obviously ultimately culminated at Aerospace as CEO. We talked about all the board seats that you sit on now, currently the lead director of a Fortune 10 company. Why do you think this moment stands out more than any others? Why was this so impactful for you when you think about the grand scheme of all the things that you did?
It was very impactful for me because it was a direct message to me that says, you have an opportunity to make a difference. You can just sort of sail through life and just do an okay job, and not get into trouble. Or you can grab the reins here and really steer the ship. It is about how you show up. It is about what your line of sight is. Is it just to the borders of what I think I've carved out that, I'm actually responsible for? Or do I think I have a voice in a bigger room that can say, I think we need to make a strategic turn. I think we need to think about the future. I think that we're missing an opportunity to anticipate what we're going to need. And that's harder because, again, you don't know how it's going to turn out and you don't know what stumbling blocks are going to be along that path that you've chosen. But ultimately, it turns out you're accountable either way. So why not figure out, what is the vision that you want to achieve and then go after it as hard and as fast as you can?
I love
And
that.
that there's some risk for
Yep.
sure.
Yep.
But it turns out there's risk in doing nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not push for the outcome that you want? And so that moment for me was the no kidding, someone tapping on my shoulder and me looking up and saying, oh my God, I didn't see that. I didn't realize that there was a whole sky up there and that, I really could change the nature of what are the things that we're putting up in the sky. And it's not just about making sure that this widget today works. It's really about having an influence about what's going to be out there 10 years from now, 15
Yeah.
years from now.